Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti here, the 76th edition of the Venice Film Festival, and today I'm pleased to be joined by Tommaso Sant'Ambrogio. Welcome.
Thanks, Nick.
So, we're here with... Can we call it a short film if it's 20 minutes? It's still within 20... Yeah, it's still within... Yeah, like middle feature is like after 30 minutes, right? Yeah. So we kind of there.
Yeah, I had to cut like really...
Oh, there you go.
Because to arrive like to 20 minutes. Because like after, it's really hard to consider it like a short.
Exactly. Sounds like as well that you had more to say, right? Like there was... So, you know, I could have gone on and on for a while, but like...
Oh,
you know,
really?
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, let's introduce the film then. We're talking about Los Océanos. My Spanish is horrible, I'm sorry. Yeah. Los Océanos son los verdaderos... continentes.
Perfect.
Correcto?
Yeah. Perfect. There was another real continent. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me this little spark that kind of like ignited the whole project.
I can say that like this project was kind of born like from an idea, a necessity that I had, because I was traveling a lot like in 2019. I was going like to have an experience in Cuba like for 1 month.
Okay.
And I was reading like a book of Cesare Pavese that is La Luna e Falò. There is like a famous Italian book. There is a story, basically like the story of an Italian guy that is living in the US and he's coming back after like many, many years in Italy and see like everything is not changed, at the same time it's changed. So like this was like a contrast with my experience that I was going to Cuba, and Cuba, I've already been there, but was kind of like this necessity to feel connected to something, mm-hmm. like to a place, at the same time to escape from it. And it was like this contrast that really like give me something. So at the beginning I was there, so the distance was something that I was carrying with me. After a while, like after 1 week, I was like doing location scouting, meeting people. I met like first the actress and then the actor. We were just talking, we were not like planning of shooting like suddenly, but mm-hmm. then we were really talking about our experience. And with everyone that you talk like in Cuba, after a while, like you realize that they seems really happy. Like all the place seems really colored. Like you know the idea of Cuba where everything is colored, a lot of colors. Like and there is this idea that everything is happy at the same time. Like there is like this political situation. But I wanted to do something deep, like more deep. And so talking with them, talking with the people, you discover after a while that there is like this problem that everyone has, that there is someone that left the island that was trying to escape, like a son, an ex-boyfriend, a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever. And so they have something like broken inside, like most of the Cuban people. So I want to work on it, because also from my personal experience, there is like this thing that is not easy, like to carry like a relationship mm-hmm. or with one person that is not living the same time with you, because you know space changed the things, like even if you don't want somehow. At the same time, I wanted to talk about Cuba, like about the country, about like the condition, because it's like a condition when something is getting ruined,
mm-hmm.
like by the, I don't know, by the time, by the failure of an ideology that is really. There has some positive things, but also like some negative parts. So I want to talk like about these ruins, like our relationship can be ruined, like by something, and you cannot speak about that. You cannot talk about that, because when something like really big happens in your life, could be like everything, but really big, even if it's personal or with another person. After a while, like it's really hard to speak like in the present time about that. You just try to manage it, but it's really hard to realize it, to speak like in a clear way, like now not objective but like really rational way about that. So at least in my experience, when something like bad or really big happens to me, even like being here, it's really hard like for me to speak about what I'm feeling, to speak about this. So like the idea was to run a project where you have like this like the main events of the movie, and they don't speak about that. So they speak about like everything that is surrounding like this event, like everything about the past, everything about like the landscape, everything about like the country. And then suddenly you realize like that the only things, everything that like the protagonist, one of the protagonists, was feeling is able to be expressed just at the end of the movie, because it's already gone, like the time when everything was happening. And that's something that well, has a lot to deal with me because I'm like that.
It's actually super interesting what you just said, because you do sense that there was a real need for even every aesthetic idea that you have within this film. For example, just the use of black and white while I was looking at it. Correct me if I'm wrong, that's my... But like, I think the black and white allows you to create a contemplation about what you're actually watching. As we were talking about time, the idea of actually discussing about something, so even whether it's politics or like the idea of relationship. But when you use black and white, there's a contemplation of that, so it goes beyond time itself. So we're not anymore drenched into the film and the time of the film, no, but it goes
that
beyond
was the aim. Yeah. Like even the costumes, like even the dresses of the actors, that was like the same, like to that you don't know at the end how, like the story is placed like in 2 weeks, in 1 month, in 1 year. You don't understand it because like it's really everything is messed up, like the contemplation as well, like and it was meant to be like that because I don't want like to have like a clear pattern, a clear idea of the story, like a storyline really clear in a narrative way.
And I'm really curious about your influences, because you know, I was watching your film and it's really like you do get immersed in this beautiful relationship that slowly deteriorates, like the frames themselves, you know, like they don't move anymore after a certain time. But you know, I got these names, I hope it's kind of like a compliment for you, but I got these names from Laura Mulvey's Theories to Christian Markel, and you know, and of course Love Dietz.
Yeah.
The idea, like setting the camera, things unravel in front of the camera that it stays static.
Yeah.
But you know, maybe it's just me as a weird critic saying something. But I just wonder if you had that in mind, or you just felt natural to just shoot like this, and then maybe afterwards you kind of noticed, oh, this kind of reminds me of this and that.
Actually, it's always like I don't think like about that before of doing that. I realize like my influences after most of the time, but there is something that are really influences is something that is really instinctive, because like for me, for example, it seems like really weird like to move the camera by hand, like this kind of stuff. Like for me, like the camera you have to use like with the tripod, like is something like stronger than me, because I like when I'm in the cinema, something that I really like about watching a movie is that you can lose yourself in that story, you can lose yourself in the theater, in the frame, and so you can see like the landscape, see everything, and lose the concept of time. And when you go out of the theater, you suddenly realize that you're in the world again. But that is something that cannot happen, like for example when you're watching a movie on a laptop or something like that. So I really like this idea. I'm doing cinema, so I want to do cinema, so I want to do this kind of stuff. But for example, Love Dietz was a great influence for me, like even before of meeting him. Like I was losing myself, losing the idea of time, like this narrative way. If it would have been like lived like in I don't know, in the 19th century, I think it would have been like a great novelist, like a great Russian novelist, like and so it was a great influence. Chris Marker is one of my main influence, like is one of my favorite director. I really loved him. I remember still like the first time that I watched like La Jetée, and there was like something that shocked me. I was like, okay, is 23 minutes, something like that, something like that, and it was like one of the best movies I've ever seen. It's really like so strong, like the story, everything, the images, the idea. It was really like a revolution. At the same time, like Hiroshima Mon Amour, this kind of movie, or even Chantal Ackerman was a great influence of me, because I remember that the first time I watched News from Home, like of Chantal Ackerman, that was like something that was really so powerful, and I realized that my first like short movie that I shot like 3 years ago, something like that, 4 years ago, it was like I was doing something different. I was not like really I was really naive at the beginning, I could say. I was really young, and so I was trying to do something, then I realized, fuck, that seems like News from Home. So I was okay, that could be an influence. But like for this project, like the good thing for me, and that there is a reason why I'm really attached to it, is that I was totally free in doing that. I've not like a producer that was saying to me, no, this is not working, no, this is not good, no, you have to do like, you have to finish now, you have to finish tomorrow, today you are not shooting good. I was like just myself, the actors. I was doing basically everything by myself, like camera, sound, directing, writing the night, editing a bit. And so it was really like freely, free. I was just talking with love, like during the night, drinking something maybe. And he was just saying, dude, good. Just do it. Just do it. I was saying, what do you think? No, just do it. That was a great lesson, that like freedom is a great lesson. There is something that in an industry that they say to you that is not good. Like, I know, I was studying before in Rome in Centro Sperimentale, like for a while, and it was like kind of the opposite. I was locked. I couldn't do anything that I really liked. So it was like this, like freedom, really breathing again, like breathing, feeling the art. I don't know, something like that.
Amazing. One last quick question, because I think you know the short is out there, and I think you're more than ready for a feature. Is something already like cooking? Or then you can tell us something about it. You're too superstitious or like too secretive right now? Like,
I'm a bit superstitious, but I can say that I'm gonna do it. Like, I think in a short period, I hope so. I mean, like, I have many ideas. One is quite ready. The idea I have to shoot, just start doing that, and I hope to do it soon. Like maybe in Cuba. So
right. We'll okay.
Maybe yes, because the idea is there. Like I already shot like something to have like my to set everything in my mind. I hope to do it. Yeah. Fantastic. Maybe we'll see each other like next year.
No. We must see each other again. I'm sure this is a certain thing.
This is a dream. Like, no.
I'm looking forward to watching your feature for sure. Thank you so much, Tommaso. Thank you for being with us here at Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.